Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Bert Show.
We got Missy Mikey on the road this morning, and we will check in with him in a couple of minutes. We've got ourselves a good old-fashioned challenge for him. And I am guessing that if you're in the I don't know, anything under maybe 35, you've never used a paper map before. And Messy Mikey certainly is in that category. So we're going to see how well he negotiates today. How are you guys doing? How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing good. Yep. I'm feeling a little offended about the map comment because I have used an electronic map before, which I feel like is the same.
It really isn't.
Nope.
No, it's not. When you're talking about an electronic map, you're saying like Waze or Google Maps or...
No, because I feel like when I'm walking around, if I bring out a map but I need to like find a direction, I can use it without the GPS telling me where to go.
Okay.
I feel very equipped, very capable.
Until you've like unfolded like that 17-fold Rand McNally map that completely obscures your vision and then tried to turn it to see what direction you're going, or you tried to use like your fingernail to measure the amount of miles, that's the kind of map.
I guess we will get into this. Okay. Okay, and the other challenge with the map also, maybe this is the bigger challenge than actually trying to find your way around with a paper map, was folding it back and actually doing it right on the very first try.
Oh, impossible.
Impossible.
Impossible. Dude, I remember when I was in college, MapQuest had just come out. Oh,
that was the worst, man, because it always left you like a quarter mile short. So it basically would say, go this way, go this way, go this way. And then when you get here, just ask somebody.
Yeah, ask somebody.
And we'd have to go to the library to print it out because none of us had printers in our dorm. And people would always leave their MapQuest directions like on the printer. Yeah. But we had this viral chain of one email with directions on how to get to the Atlanta airport from our school that literally got passed around. Hey, can you forward me that email with directions to the airport my parents are flying in? Because nobody knew how to get anywhere.
Shoot, maybe we should have had Abby in that car today also to really experience. Have you ever used a paper map before?
I feel like I've had one in a car before. But listen, I am a real Lewis and Clark type. I would have been just fine. When it comes to directions, like me and my compass are one in the same. I always know where I'm going. I'm not directionally challenged at all. I feel like I would be just fine. Not that I'm saying I want to go out into the world. I want to sit right here in my comfy chair in the air conditioning, but I would be fine.
Okay, I think we're going to have a redo with this with Abby in a couple of weeks. Have you ever used one?
I've never used a paper map.
Never used a paper map.
I was going to say, Abby would probably do better than me. I've never used a paper map. MapQuest, I remember. That's like, I feel like that's when I started using directions, but no, never used a paper map.
All right, I'm considerably older than you guys, so that's all I had. When I drove from San Diego to Washington, D.C. back in the day for my first job, well, my second job in radio, all I had were paper maps, and they used to have this book of maps also. It was called Rand McNally, right? And it wasn't one big map. It was a whole, it was like almost like an atlas of roads.
I remember
it's called an atlas.
It is called an atlas.
And then they also had the Thomas Guide.
Yeah.
for particular cities, but I found out for this with Mikey in search of maps for him, they don't make those anymore, obviously, except for L.A. and like one other city.
My son, who is now driving, and he's got a girlfriend that lives about, I don't know, about 20 miles away from us. And, you know, I have control of his phone. So when it's on, it's on. When it's off, it's off if he goes over his time limit. And when his time limit is over, he didn't know how to get back from our house. So he hits me up and he's like, hey, can you turn my phone on? And because I need to get back, I need to use Waze. And then he asked me when he got home, he's like, how did you guys do this back in the day? Like, how did you know where to go? And I swear to you, I couldn't remember. Like, if there was a party at the beach or there was a party, 16 miles from my house, I don't really recall exactly how I got there, except maybe using a map and relying on friends and then writing down the directions on a piece of paper and then driving to where I was supposed to be.
And it's weird how reliant you become on that, too. Like, I think I used GPS to get from my house to this radio station for 5 years. And the other day I was talking to my husband. I'm like, the road by our house. And he's like, what's the name of it? I'm like, I don't know. Right. I have no idea. South Cobb. Right. You know? But you become so reliant on, like, Waze and GPS. But you brought up a good point. I think I should probably get a map for all of our cars in case the phone dies.
Right, right. So Messy Mikey is out on the road right now. He's got our intern with him, and he's got Amber, who is recording this whole thing. And he's been blindfolded up until now, so he has no way of knowing exactly what part of town he's in.
We met at 5 a.m. here at the radio station, and I gave DeAndre, our intern, a brown manila envelope that includes the map that Mikey needs to use. But I wanted to confuse him a little more, so I put in three maps.
Okay.
He doesn't know. He maybe could use all of them, but one of them is really going to help him out.
I may have to try to find a couple of maps and bring them in here tomorrow also just for you guys, just to see if you can fold it and unfold it.
I love artifacts.
Just to give you an idea.
You're going to be like Indiana Jones.
Right. I love his history. I'm going to have to go to the Smithsonian to get it. Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Rand McNally map.
Just to give you an idea of how directionally challenged Mikey is, he made a wrong turn coming to work. And he comes here every day.
Did you tell him out of the studio, turn right, and the parking lot is downstairs? Is that where we started? All right, Mikey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, man, I got to get this blindfold off.
Okay.
So I gave him...
Can I take her off?
We didn't have... No, not yet. We didn't have a traditional blindfold. I had a red bandana, and we may have sent you into crypt territory. That might be where you park right now.
No. That map ain't going to help you, buddy.
No.
All right, so...
I am disillusioned. This is a recipe for car sickness, man.
So you guys are at the location and stopped now?
That's what they say.
Okay, then I think he can take the blindfold off.
He said he's disillusioned. I think you meant disoriented.
I can take it off?
Yeah, you can take it off.
All right, Mikey.
What is this? Where are we?
You're in an undisclosed neighborhood sitting in a cul-de-sac.
Wait, you're trying to get us, the cops called on us?
First, you have to find your way out of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're going to have to find your way out of the neighborhood using the map. It's all right there on the map, and then you're going to have to drive back to the radio station only using the map. No Waze, no electronic map at all, okay?
All right, and he's sitting in the passenger seat right now, so go ahead and switch spots. Get out and get in the driver's seat, and DeAndre, you get in the passenger seat or wherever you're going to sit.
That's another thing that was so dangerous.
This looks like a pretty new neighborhood. Are you sure this is on a map?
It is on a map. It is indeed.
What if I can't get out of here?
Well, then we'll see you tomorrow.
It is.
Maybe.
Thanksgiving.
It's a well-established neighborhood. It's been around for a while.
Okay.
I have a couple friends that live in said neighborhood.
Okay. One of the other things when you were cruising around back in the day with these maps is like now I'm thinking about it, how dangerous it was because you were using the map as you were driving.
Oof.
So it's not just like looking down at your phone, which is taking your eyes off the road anyway, which is dangerous enough. Now you're fiddling with a map on your right side that is so big.
It took up the whole windshield.
It would take up the whole windshield.
Everyone's always like, oh, phones are such a distraction. I'm like, did you ever have the CD case of 300 CDs that you were flipping through trying to find the right soundtrack?
True, Cassie.
And we thought we'd make it extra hard, Mikey, so I ordered up a batch of rain while you're driving.
And Atlanta traffic.
Yeah, Tommy. Tommy is powerful, man. All right, so Messy Mikey, you are now. Let's go. Let's officially put him on the on the timer.
All okay, right.
You're on the clock now. It is what 6:08. So let's see how long it takes you to get back here to the station in Sandy Springs. Can we at least say how far he is from here?
I would say normally it would take, like, at 5 o'clock in the morning when they were driving there, it should have taken them 33 minutes to get there.
Okay. Now, you factor in Atlanta traffic this early in the morning, at least an hour 15?
At least. Okay. And I had, on the way there, I had DeAndre take a couple extra turns to disorient him more so he wouldn't have no idea where he's at.
Mikey,
dude, we were doing circles a second ago. I got dizzy as a bird.
All right, do you actually have map in hand right now? Because this would be first
time. My map.
All right, go ahead.
He's handing me the map right now.
Yeah, open it up and give us your first impression of what a paper map looks like.
We're in a yellow manila envelope. All right, we got a vicinity map. That doesn't sound helpful. That sounds pretty general to me. We got a Atlanta regional map. Enlargements. All right, well, whatever that is. And we got a Alabama-Georgia map. Hopefully it's not that one.
You want to tell him which one he should use now?
No.
Oh, he has to guess. He's just licking.
He has to figure it out.
Okay. Tommy is hardcore when it comes to these things, man. All right, so your first challenge is to try to figure out which map to use. So back in the day, we would look at a street sign, and then you would try to find that on one of your maps, and that is your starting place.
I will give him one hint. There are three maps. You could, when you get to certain roads, you could use any of the three. But to start out, you have to use one.
Okay. So that's your first challenge, is try to figure out where you are. Okay?
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going vicinity map first, and then I'll go regional first, and then vicinity.
All right, you work on that. We're going to do entertainment buzz, and then by the time we check back with you, you should at least know where you are and have started your way back, okay?
All right.
Godspeed.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The most powerful woman in entertainment this year is not Beyonce. It's not Taylor Swift. Heck, it's not even Martha Stewart. It is Pookie, the Hawk Tua girl, because she has just started a brand new dating advice app utilizing AI. And some of these tools are absolutely wild. So I downloaded the app yesterday. It's called Pookie Tools. And it has a variety of different tools that utilize AI, like a zodiac compatibility calculator. So you can take you and your boo's zodiac signs, put it in. in and it'll shoot out. You guys should date. You guys should not date. There's also a height detector. So if you take a screenshot of a man's height and put it in the height detector, it will tell you how tall this man is. It will even give you a bald predictor. Put the man's photo in there. It'll tell you what chances he has of going bald. You can put in your dating profile in there and it will give you an audit, tell you what you need to change. A text responder, it would tell you what to text a man back if you are texting a person. It could be used on a woman. I'm saying man because I date men. A dating app opener. If you need a pickup line to use on a person, it will tell you what to use. This is going to change the dating game for the better.
I don't know that there has been a better case, although I haven't thought of this, a better case of somebody extending their 15 minutes of fame better than this. Think about it for just one second. How she became famous and all the shows she's been on, all the notoriety just from stumbling out of a bar, saying something naughty into a camera, and it takes fire.
I know. We do that every day for free. And at the end of the day, we're still here.
The last I remember is the guy who had the mugshot who became a model.
Yeah.
He stretched his 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, they're both up there.
Yeah.
So I decided to utilize Pookie tools to see if it would be accurate for some of the tools that it's come up with. So I utilized some of the fun things like Talktua, where you can talk to ChatGPT, but instead of like just a regular AI voice coming out, it'll be like something very yeehaw-ish. I even decided to put my dating profile into the audit calculator to see how attractive it is to other people and to see what I need to change. That wasn't super helpful. So I thought, let's go rogue here and let's put Mo into the height detector and see if it's actually
a
useful tool.
Thank you for being kind.
I did.
You really could have slammed me hard today. Because I'm imagining if I was on this app and a woman took a picture and she was trying to see how tall I was and it came back 5'4", she'd go, this thing doesn't work.
Oh, don't worry. I put you in the bald predictor.
You thought it was safe.
I know I'm solid.
Okay, so I used this picture of Mo standing in front of the Manhattan Bridge in New York City. Great photo.
Thank you.
It's kind of foggy out. Looks like a brisk, wintry day. And so I put this in the height predictor.
Okay.
And Mo, how tall are you?
6'3".
Okay, you are 6'3". Ooh.
You bastard.
Oof.
I'm sorry.
The height predictor thought you were a little short king.
Wait, excuse me?
Not so funny now. Yeah, hold
up. They thought you were Kevin Hart.
So it says that your height is approximately 6 feet tall. The clue.
Short.
The
first. Short king. Short king.
What? So you did offend him after all.
Right.
The first clue is that you're leaning against a railing, which is usually the height of an average adult. It'll reach the waist, so it hits you at the waist, but you're leaning, so, you know, give or take some. Uh-huh. The bridge in the background provides a sense of scale, suggesting the person is average to above average height. The third clue says that the stance and posture suggests a confident, upright position, often associated with taller individuals. The fourth clue is the person's head is well above the railing, indicating a taller statue. And the fifth clue is the overall proportions and the way the clothing fits suggests a height around 6 feet.
Okay.
It did all of that to still be 3 inches off.
To still be 3 inches off.
But for you, Abby, that would prefer not to date a short guy and like tall guys, if he was 6'3 or 6 foot, would that matter? Or does it just have to be over 6 foot?
For me, because I'm 5'3", like if you're over 6 foot, it's fine. But I will say there's a difference. You definitely feel the difference.
But they'll be pleasantly surprised when you show up as this monster at 6'3", when they only thought you were going to be 6 foot.
At least it underestimates, right? It goes the right way.
It's a pleasant surprise. And then I put Bert into the bald predictor.
Okay.
It says you have a probability of baldness of about
20%.
20%. You're cruising. You're doing great.
I got good hair on both sides of my family.
Yes, so the bald predictor is doing great with Pookie. But you can also chat with her about what you should say in certain dating situations, and it'll pop out like the most yeehaw thing you've ever heard. I asked for my horoscope, because yes, that talk to a girl will give you a horoscope, but it is very country. So I'm a Taurus, so I put in my birthday, and mine said something along the lines of, "Now listen up, darling, today's going to be like trying to herd cats. You might feel like you're stuck in a mud pit, but don't worry, your pretty little head. Just remember, even a blind hog finds an acorn every now and then, so keep your eyes peeled for new opportunities because they're going to be popping up like daisies in the springtime."
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, good on her for extending this thing. You can't be mad at her, man. You got to be mad at people downloading it. Good for her.
Yeah, guess how much
she's charging.
Oh, it's got to be $4.99 a year?
$4.99 a week.
A week?
A week?
Yeah, so I need to go cancel my free subscription because I don't want to get charged seven days from now.
I'm all set.
All right, actor John Stamos is getting flack for how he chose to support Dave Coulier after he announced his cancer diagnosis. I'm going to explain on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
We are all slightly distracted this morning as we are watching the GPS map of, excuse me, Messy Mikey trying to work his way back towards the radio station. His challenge this morning, at 23 years old, the man has never used a paper map. Why would you? So we sent him about, how many miles would you say outside of Atlanta?
33
miles outside of Atlanta. Had him blindfolded on the way up there. Then he took the wheel. He's got the map in his hands, and he's trying to make his way back to the radio station, which would normally be about maybe an hour drive when it comes to Atlanta traffic. So if you want to follow along with him and watch him go in circles, you can at theburtshow.com or on our app also. You can see him driving around in circles trying to get back here. It hasn't started great yet.
It hasn't. I've been following him. Props to Cassie, by the way. She set up this map where we can follow him in real time. It shows the speed, and you can see it second by second. It is amazing. And then it shows the trail of all the wrong turns he's made so far. And he is very, in terms of hot and cold, right now he's very cold.
All right, let's get Messy Mikey on. Hey, Mikey.
Hey, man. I thought I was doing pretty good. I think I just figured out what town I'm in.
Okay. All right. That's a start right there. That's good.
I read a church that said Woodstock. Okay. And I've been handcuffed in this city before.
Like the good way or the bad way?
In the good bad way. And so I'm looking at the map. It is absolutely overwhelming. I can't tell what our street does it. How many cities does Atlanta have?
Many. Many.
Well, apparently, because the map is longer than a mug.
It depends who you ask. If you ask Mo, he'd only say one.
I would have said three.
Three? Sandy Springs is Sandy Springs.
There you go.
As we're watching you on the map, though, man, it does seem like you're a little on the confused side.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I needed to get out of the neighborhood. That was the first step. And then I need to figure out where in the heck am I. And I think I'm working on it pretty good. So I'd like a little bit of support over there.
Okay, we're pulling for you, man.
I have full confidence in you, Mikey. Once you figure out where that jail is, you're going to know exactly where you are.
I don't think you've actually made it out of the neighborhood yet. Because
I'm right in front of Big Smokey's Barbecue and More.
Yes, but this particular neighborhood has 18 neighborhoods within the neighborhood.
Oh damn!
Damn!
You just got out of one of 18 neighborhoods. Now you're in another one.
Now a lot of you guys, listen are probably like Mikey, where you've never seen one of these paper mats. But essentially, what it is, it's just a bunch of small lines that look like veins, and the street signs and the street names are so small on it in neighborhoods that it's challenging. It's really, really challenging if you've never used it. So yeah, you're not even out of the first the subdivision yet, man.
I'm still on the first floor here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a ways to go, man.
Probably should have stopped in that church, asked Jesus at this point.
All right, dude, we'll check back with you again in a couple minutes.
All right, Michael.
All right, so Jackson, who we really, really thought was a very smart guy up until a couple of weeks ago when he came in here and he's like, you guys know Helen Keller's not a thing, right? Or she's a thing, but she wasn't a superstar.
Yeah. It was a hot take. I'll give it back.
It was a scalding take. Don't you hate on my girl, Helen?
And the theory behind that, the conspiracy theory for you buying into it was what?
I mean, she was blind and deaf, and I just thought that, yeah, she was a real person who was, in fact, blind and deaf. But, it was hard for me to believe that she wrote all those books and flew the plane and did all the things that she said.
Translation, it's hard for Jackson to believe that she is more accomplished without any senses than he is with all of them.
Damn.
I am coping.
What was the term that I learned yesterday from Rebecca about her friend who won't listen to the Burt Show because we're
anti-intellectual.
Here we go. For sure she's never listening after this.
Case in point, okay? Right.
But you went online, you did your research, and you realized you're an idiot.
You know, I went and looked at a lot of pro Helen Keller sites and learned the truth that maybe she did do all those things. And so that got me looking into some other conspiracy theories. I feel like I might have come out a little bit too hot, okay? I like this idea of doing these deep dives into conspiracy theories. I've always been very interested in them. I think they're fascinating. I don't necessarily believe in all of them, but I think they're really cool to look into. And again, I might have come out a little hot, you know, with the Helen Keller thing.
You sure did.
Last week I talked about the dead internet theory, also kind of an aggressive subject. So today we're going to take it back a little bit, okay? And we're going to go more to our roots. And we're going to talk about none other than our queen, Taylor Swift.
My queen.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Don't tell us. She's like animatronic Disney figure.
She's a hologram.
She's like one of those figures you'd see at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Here's the thing. I think she's so perfect that if you told me she was a robot, I'd believe you.
Yeah, I would too, right? And don't you also think that it might be a little bit too perfect about her current relationship with tight end Travis Kelce?
No, I think it's the universe has brought two people who deserve love together.
Do you not think that it's a little bit too convenient for the NFL to have such a superstar now on their side? In a very competitive landscape that is professional sports, you're always trying to, you know, edge out the other professional sports that are out there. The NFL usually does a very good job of this, right?
True.
But there's one area of that they have never been able to tap into, and that is younger women. They've been doing a really good job of getting kids involved with the Nickelodeon broadcast that they do.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, there's one demographic that they've been missing out on, and that is a younger female audience. And so don't you think that you would take the shrine of the younger females and put them in cahoots with the NFL and dating one of their golden boys of the NFL? Don't you think that's a little convenient?
I mean, sure, when you put it that way, but I think when you look at Taylor Swift's net worth and you're like, okay, she has $2 billion like attached to her name. She doesn't need the NFL's money. So what's in it for her?
You always say that you don't need the money, but everyone still does things for money. Why would billionaires continue to work if they weren't in it for a little bit of the money?
Because
right?
She loves what she does, Jackson. Mm-hmm. Some people are passionate about what they do and show up to their jobs.
Yeah, making money. That's what she's passionate about.
Exactly. I mean,
you throw $20 million at anybody, they're going to go, okay, what do you got, right? Even if you got $2 billion in the bank is your theory.
So she generated the NFL over the last 2023-2024 season over $330 million, okay? That's more than Tom Brady made in his entire career.
That's crazy.
Wow. Really?
Which is insane, right?
Now you know why they show her so much at NFL games, right?
Exactly. NFL viewership, where she attended, raised 7%. Each and every game, notably female viewership, rose 9%. You also have to think that this goes further than just the game attendance. Travis Kelce's jersey sales up 400%, right? Also, their social media posts have just been blowing up like crazy. More attention, more eyeballs on them. And also, let's not forget that the salary cap actually increased by $30 million, which is the highest jump that has ever happened in NFL history right after this happened.
I love women in male-dominated industries.
So is this a theory that you are buying into, or you're just saying it is possible?
As with all conspiracy theories, I have to cover myself and say that it is possible, but this one I'm leaning towards believing.
It is very convenient that it's Travis Kelce and the Chiefs are the Chiefs. Like, if they would have put her with Tariq Hill, I might have believed.
That's a very good point. All right, I'm sure you have more of these lined up that we can get to later on in the show.
I absolutely do.
Okay, that's a strong one to start with, Abby.
I mean, the real conspiracy here is love, so I might be on y'all's side, too.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's FORHERS.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So we got Thanksgiving now right around the corner. Depending on what house and who you're hanging out with, though, there are cultural differences.
So that's what I'm wondering. Are there cultural differences between our Thanksgivings, or do we all pretty much do the same thing and just think that there are? I found this list that I thought was interesting and which separates what it believes to be the differences between how a lot of Thanksgivings are spent. And I also brought Jackson in to see if he has cultural differences in his family about how his Thanksgivings are spent.
Okay.
I'm very curious because I'm wondering, like, how much of my Thanksgiving experience is just cultural or if it's just unique to my family.
Okay, so this is Korean. We got white covered. We got black covered. Okay.
So we start with the food. That's obviously the most important part of Thanksgiving. And what this list claims is that typically white Thanksgivings are filled with traditional dishes like turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie.
That is true, but you always have somebody that goes rogue and uses Thanksgiving as some kind of experiment, right? And they come in with something really funky, and you gotta try it, and everybody's like, ah, damn, couldn't we just stick to the basics?
Okay, and black Thanksgivings are typically more like a lot fried meals, baked chicken, collard greens, cornbread, mac and cheese, candy yams, sweet potato pie, and sometimes a side of dressing instead of stuffing.
That sounds more fun.
I know, I feel like the food is just point to y'all.
It's a little lit for black Thanksgiving foods. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Yeah. It goes down.
In my family, it's just like various shades of brown mush.
Just a plate of beige.
A plate of beige. And then some mayonnaise on the side.
Korean?
We have all the standard, Thanksgiving. We've got the turkey. We also do mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. But then we'll always have kimchi. That's always on the table there.
Okay.
And then my uncle always does like a smoked tenderloin, which actually ends up being the star of the show over the turkey.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good.
I got funky 1 year and tried to barbecue my turkey because I saw my dad do it in a Weber back in the day. And I'm like, man, he kicked ass. I'm going to try that, right? So I had my ex-wife's family all in and I cooked it on the Weber. And they were smart enough to cook their own turkey traditionally just in case mine came out bad. All mine was mouthfuls of charcoal. It was terrible. Bad day for experimenting.
I have a rule that on Thanksgiving in any culture, that should not be the time that you experiment with your cooking. That is not the time to do it. You got the rest of the year for that.
Or you got to try it a couple of times before the main day.
Exactly. Right.
So, Jackson, you'll have tenderloin and turkey or just tenderloin?
Both.
Okay, my parents are British. We still celebrated Thanksgiving, but my mom tried to do a ham one time because in England, you always have like a turkey or a goose at Christmas. Riots. We were like, absolutely, if there's no turkey, it is not Thanksgiving.
Here's a hot take. I'd rather have ham than turkey.
I agree. Turkey never tastes good. It's dry.
You don't know how to cook it then. Thanksgiving, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, the whites can't cook at my house. Like, I wish we were better equipped, but every time, except for last year, I will say my cousin smoked a turkey, and that was fire, but he lives in Tampa, and the hurricane knocked out his Traeger grill, so we're screwed this year.
I've tried smoking everything, including turkey.
I would have agreed before I had a fried turkey. If you ever had a fried turkey, I feel like it might change your opinion.
Okay.
So we do fries, and we have multiple turkeys. I don't know if y'all do that in your coaches.
No.
Yeah, we usually have two or three turkeys.
Katie, you want in on this? Two or three turkeys?
Yeah.
How many people?
It's usually about 20.
Oh, okay.
You have different flavors for different turkeys, or they all?
One is usually fried, and one is like baked traditionally.
Okay.
So for me, last year, it was two different turkeys, but it was a battle off. between my best friend and my best friend's mom of who could create the better turkey. So there's like the regular turkey and there was like a Cajun turkey. And we had to like basically rank the turkeys last year.
Yeah, that's the spirit of America, right? Got to be a winner and a loser.
Valid point, Katie. And Black Thanksgivings is always somebody competing. And it works for everybody because it brings out the best in the cooks. But somebody is always competing. Like it's somebody, two mac and cheeses that have to go at it, two turkeys that have to go at it.
Usually two sweet potato pies.
Yep. Usually you get in a competition.
And are these unsaid competitions or you know somebody's showing up with mac and cheese and it's on? Like you let everybody know, okay, it's on between mine and Katie's.
It's sometimes known, but sometimes it's unsaid. But it's also known. Okay. You know who brings the two mac and cheeses every year, and you know they going at it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know it.
And if you lose, you're like, what? You're like Kendrick Lamar and Drake? Drake just has to go away?
Yes. You lose, and you got to take all of the mac and cheese that people left behind that they didn't eat out the door with you, which is like the walk of shame. That's how that works.
And the family's definitely going to talk trash about you secretly for the rest of the evening.
Oh, okay. My God. So much riding on mac and cheese.
They're like, did you have Auntie's mac and cheese? It wasn't as good as cousin so-and-so's mac and cheese.
Thanksgiving is a big day for us in the family.
It is.
How do y'all talk about what y'all are thankful for? Like, typically, we'll do a you go around the entire room, and it's a whole bunch of people, so you miss a lot of the football game, and everybody's, like, disturbed by this.
Yeah, we go around the table. Like, somebody starts, it's usually, like, one of the dads in the family. We always have a big Thanksgiving prayer where he prays about what we're thankful for the family. And then we kind of go around and, you know, just kind of say, oh, I'm thankful for family. Oh, I'm thankful for my job. And then, you know, finally we get to eat by the time we get around the table, which is an hour later.
Yep. Yeah, back in the day in my family, thankfulness and appreciation, that was off the table. that wasn't a side dish.
Yeah, skip that.
Yeah, we all skip that.
Side note, we did the same thing, except when I was a kid, we would hold hands because it was only four of us, like my core family. But does anyone else get really uncomfortable hearing what everyone is thankful for?
Yeah, I don't like vulnerability. So.
Yeah, okay, maybe it's that. Maybe it's something I need to talk to you about with my therapist and not on national radio.
It's the same kind of uncomfortable you feel like when that people are singing happy birthday to you.
Almost. Okay. Happy birthday doesn't bother me. It's just hearing the mushy come out people's mouths and then out my mouth. I'm like, ugh. Like, keep that inside. That's an inside thought there.
I'd just be hungry. Like, please hurry up.
Yes.
I'm thankful for a lot.
I have 30 people in my family. We don't eat until everyone says what they're thankful for. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, this food is already terrible. And now it's terrible and cold. Yeah.
Well, with the Cowboys playing the way they are right now, you're going to want more talk this year.
Take all your time.
Because I know you're not thankful for that team.
I am not in a rush to see that game at all.
The Bird Show.
You kids today have it so easy. Back in my day, when we wanted to go somewhere, you had a paper map, right, that you used to have to sprawl out on the side on the passenger seat or in front of you while you were driving. But those that are Abby's age at 27 years old or Messy Mikey's age at 23 have never had to do that. So what have we done with Messy Mikey this morning?
We have sent Mikey up to the middle of nowhere, or as I like to call it, outside the perimeter. So he's been dropped in a random location. We blindfolded him. We took him to a random spot in Atlanta, gave him nothing but three different types of maps. Wasn't aware there were multiple types of maps, a vicinity map, a regional map, and also a map of Alabama and Georgia. And we told him, get home. And if you can't, You're out of luck. Well, hopefully someone will give him a GPS by that point.
So you can follow him online. Cassie has done a great job of setting up this map in real time. So you can see how well he's doing at thebirdshow.com. What am I missing here, Tommy?
Well, we need to talk to Mikey because I've been watching this thing like a hawk. This, Cassie, watching this is better than like my favorite TV show.
Oh my God, there's one part of the map, because you can see where he's been, right?
Yeah.
That it's literally like a toddler took a crayon and scribbled in one spot.
Okay, and this is exactly what I want to talk about. Mikey, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we told you you could not stop and ask for directions.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I see that there was a stop at an Exxon, and I'm guessing it was a convenience store, and it looks like you took a 93-point turn in the Exxon because that's what Cassie was talking about with the scribble. It looked like you walked down every aisle like 85 times.
Hey, man, I'm dead.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. I did use the restroom, Tommy. Thanks for exposing me, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, you move around a lot when you use it.
Look, I don't think this I don't think this should be out of the rules. That's the way we used to have to do it. When we couldn't, like, read the map, we would stop at an Exxon. In my case, out in San Diego, it was a 7-Eleven, and you ask somebody for directions, man.
Would you stop and ask for directions, or would your female counterpart force you to stop and ask for directions? Because to my knowledge, men don't like to ask for directions.
No, I'm like,
that's the thing?
Yeah, for me, it's a time thing, man. I don't care about ego there. Just tell me where to go so I can get there.
You guys are breaking stereotypes.
I didn't even know that was a stereotype.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Definitely.
I'm not a fan of the journey. I just want the destination. Okay.
Facts.
So I would ask. All right, Mikey, how you doing so far, man?
I think I just stumbled upon a very helpful thing. I think I'm on the 92nd road, and I think I can ride that down pretty close to Atlanta.
The 92nd road. They call
this
that.
Is 92, and it's shaped like Georgia.
Highway 92.
Okay. All right. So now he has been in the car driving for over an hour, and how much closer to being here is he?
Well, the 92 that he's on, I'll say the name of the road. Mm. It's Alabama Road. And if you continue the way you're going, Mikey, you'll end up in Alabama.
Weird.
I'm going south, man.
No, you're not.
Oh, Mikey.
Well, you got a 50-50 shot, bro. Just, I mean, it's either one way or the other.
You don't see Atlanta eventually. Turn around.
Every time I do think he's making progress, he makes a turn to unprogress that progress.
Look, I was on Hell's Bells Road and Kellogg, so I found
Hell's Bells.
Went on down.
I think you mean Bell's Ferry Road.
Bell's Ferry Road.
Oh, my
and
God.
I went on down. I found number 92. And I'm taking that all the way to the station. And I think Tommy's trying to throw me off the scent.
There's 92 will not take you to the station.
Stay on Hell's Bells.
I wouldn't stay there for that final destination either.
All right, Mikey, we will check back with you in a couple of minutes. And without a doubt, you'll only be 200 yards from where you are right now. All right, Katie, we need an update, man. You started this drama here for us a couple of weeks ago. We need some closure.
Yes. So recently I told you that a friend of mine, she's in a situation with a guy where they go back and forth, right? It's that on again, off again thing. And they've known each other for over 13 years, right? So since college for them.
So when you're saying known each other, friends first and now in a relationship, or has this been this rocky relationship for 13 years?
Friends first. Okay. So like they met in college, became friends, and then like a couple years after that, they're like, hey, let's try this dating thing. And they haven't been able to get it right. And instead of leaving one another alone, they keep trying to force something that's not going to work. So my friend right now, she currently decided she needed a place to stay. And this dude, we're going to call him Jamal. Let's give him a name. He was like, you know what? You can stay at one of my properties, right? Stay in my townhome. Everything will be good. You'll be taken care of and stuff. So she moved into his townhome and she's technically now his tenant. Now, right now they're in their on phase and they had an agreement that if they met somebody that they were, you know, considering taking things more serious, they would let one another know. Since right now they're really not as serious. They're just casual, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the agreement. However, when she moved into the townhome that he owns, she started making new neighbors, meeting new friends in the neighborhood. She met one woman and the woman was telling her everything she needed to know about the neighborhood, giving her the whole scoop. And she also was like, hey, I know the landlord of the place that you just moved in. It still happens to be a dude I'm hooking up with. And my friend was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't tell her that she was hooking up with him as well. She just tried to get as much information so she can trap him and figure it out. Because you broke our agreement. So she decided, I'm going to have a call. We should be cool with this. I should be able to call you and tell you what I know about this woman that you've been hooking up with that you didn't tell me. She tries to call him. He's like, hey, I'm busy. She's like, no, this is something we need to talk about. He's been avoiding her lately.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. He's using one of them paper maps.
So she's like, all right, fine. It may be because he's busy. I'm just going to send him a text. You can't avoid a text now, can you? So she tells him everything that she found out about the neighbor. She's like, this woman told me that y'all have been doing this, that. She's like, I'm not that mad about it. You know, if you're going to do what you want to do, just give me a heads up. Give me a warning. Let me know before you go out here and do these things. Silence. He says nothing. No response. She doesn't hear back from him for like a couple of days. So then...
That's a lot of process.
Right. So right. The day before yesterday, she hits me up and she's like at 5:30 in the morning, hey, Katie, are you up? I'm like, do you not know what I do for a living? Yes. She's like, can you check Jamal's social media page? Because I don't see it.
Yeah, because he's still processing. Just as a sidebar here, when a guy tells you he is processing, right, he has spent 10 minutes processing, and the processing situation is pretty much over after that. So if he tells you he's been processing for 3 days, he's lying.
You process long enough to know I'm not dealing with that right now. Right.
So I go and I check his social media page. I'm like, yeah, girl, it's still up. What's wrong? She's like, oh, I can't see it. So he must have blocked me.
Oh, okay.
So now he has blocked her on everything. And she hasn't been able to get in contact with him. And I'm like, there's two things. Okay, he's avoiding this tough conversation. But second, she's still technically his tenant. You have to get in. You have to talk to her at some point in time. You can't avoid her forever. She's living in your townhome.
If this happened to me, I'd just be thrilled that he blocked me, because how am I supposed to pay you if you don't have my if I can't contact you? All I see this as is a free ticket to pay no rent.
If I'm this dude, back me on this, Mo, or tell me no. I would not try to contact him at all anymore. All right? This is the game he wants to play. Let him go ahead and play it. You go live your life.
Outside of business, of course, because you don't want to get sued. But outside of that, yeah, I mean, he's telling you, he's sending you a clear message. Yeah. There's no reason to reach out to him at all.
Yeah, and I think that's what she's going to do right now, is just leave it. But she's just like, why would you block me? I thought we were better than this.
They're not.
She learned.
She might be. He is not.
Valuable lesson.
Yeah. Just, you know, what's the old saying? Men are hunters. Let them hunt. At this point, move on and let him make the next move, or it's over.
1,000%. Mm-hmm.
The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.